Very good evening to you all. Christian here from the Property Advice Podcast on this, what day is it? I forgot. Wednesday evening. Hope we're having a good week so far. Thursday tomorrow, then Friday, then the weekend. So if you work for the weekends, it's closer. But where are the weeks going? Hey, time is just flying by. And good old Boris, looks like light is at the end of the tunnel. We're getting there. We keep going. Stay focused. And it'll be here before you know it. Anyway, enough of the politics. Let's move forward. So, it was announced today, finally, on a formal basis, that the stamp duty holiday has been extended. There'll be so many of you tonight that are probably having a drink to it, raising a glass, because you were like a hamster round a wheel. You were striving for the 31st of March. You were doing your best, but you were feeling the pressure. The heat was on. It could have potentially cost you thousands and thousands of pounds extra in for buying a new house. Or even, you may have had to put the brakes on it and pull the plug, because there's so many of you out there, and probably like myself, wouldn't have had that extra money. So you've had to stay in the house where you were. I'm sure it's not a bad thing. I'm sure you've got a lovely home, but you were selling for a reason and looking to buy. So it's fantastic news that that probably will still happen for you. Now, if it's still a bit grey to you as to how the extension on the holiday is going to work, hopefully this is going to help you. So as we said, it's been extended till the end of June, and that applies as it is at the moment. So basically, all properties up to £500,000 have a stamp duty holiday on them until the end of June. So in essence, you've been given a further 3 months, which is what the rumours were. But what we didn't know is they're going to extend the holiday till the end of September for all properties up to £250,000. So if you're currently buying a property £250 and under, you've been given a 6 month extension, which is absolutely fantastic to you all. However, what I will say is, don't take your pedal off the metal. Don't lose momentum. Keep as you were, because ultimately you still want to be in that home and you want to be in your new home as quickly as possible. Because like I said, you're doing it for a reason. So why not get in there now? So don't take the pressure off. Keep going and you'll be in there sooner. But once again, congrats to you all. I'm absolutely delighted. So that's the start of this episode. But the main bulk of the content, what I'm going to talk about tonight, and it's a bit deep on a Wednesday night, what it is, where we're going to start with this, where should we start? So I think everyone's objective in life is to be happy. Not to be the wealthiest person in the world, not to have the nicest things in the world, but happiness is everything. And if you're happy, you've got everything you need. What more do you need than to smile every time you wake up in the morning? So where am I all going with this? You probably think I'm going absolutely crazy, and yes, I probably am. But where am I going with it? Where I'm going with it is, this is how it relates to the property market. And this is how it relates to people who are selling a house. You are selling your house for a reason. You are looking to buy your next home for a reason. Whether that is you need an extra bedroom because your family's extending. You need a bigger, or you want a bigger garden. You don't need a bigger garden. You want a bigger garden to entertain in the summer months. Or you want a nice view because at the moment you haven't got one. You know, no one's got everything. Or you want an older house with features. You don't want a new build anymore, or vice versa. But you are buying a new house or a new home, sorry, for a reason. And that reason, you believe, is going to make you happier. It's going to make you smile more. It's going to make you feel more complete, which in essence is happiness. Okay? So, here we go. If you have an offer on your property at the moment, and you've declined the offer because it's not quite where you want to be, I'm going to say this to you. Give it a second thought. Really think, are you losing a good buyer for a level of money that in the grand scheme of things doesn't really have any relevance. Let's take £1,000 for example. Lot of money. Hard to make, I understand. But if accepting that offer of £1,000 less than what you want still allows you financially to move on to the house you want, the house that you believe is going to make you happier, why are you even considering it? And I tell you why a lot of you are considering it is because you don't want to think that the buyer has got one over on you or is getting a bargain. You're thinking of them rather than thinking of you and your family. It's cutting your nose to spite your face, and it's called being egotistic. It's crazy in my eyes. It is madness. Because I know for a fact, if you're one of those people, that 75% of you out there in 2 months' time would accept the offer if it financially allows you to move on. And I know that from first-hand experience working in the industry, owning my own estate agency. I get it a lot that people will come back to me or back to a colleague of mine in 2 months' time and say, you know that offer I had 2 months ago? I'll now accept it. Well, guess what, Mr. Smith? It's too late because the buyer's bought something else. And you will probably end up getting an even lower offer on your property than what you had on the table 2 months ago. So now you're celebrating stamp duty has been extended. This even should give you more motivation to consider that offer you've got on the table. I just want one of you to accept the offer that you've got, as long as financially it allows you to move forward and as long as you stay financially stable and comfortable. Because I believe me, it is going to make you happier in the long run. And that is, like I said, everybody's objective in life. So stop thinking about the buyer. Stop thinking that they're getting a deal. Stop thinking that they're going to get one over on you because they're trying it on. Think of yourself and your family. Like I said, you're moving for a reason. You need that extra bedroom. You want that bigger garden. You want an old home with period features. Why are you letting this stop you from moving on? Like I said, I understand if it's financial and it doesn't allow you to do it. Respect. I totally understand that. But if it still allows you to move on, get it done. Accept the offer before it's too late. Now, a bit deep, but hopefully that's going to help you. And like I said, I just want one of you to do it and drop me a line in 2 years' time, and I can guarantee you won't look back. All the very best. Take care. Stay safe. Speak soon. Thank you.